Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
You know, it's never too early to start brushing up on oral health. My guest today for National Dental Health Month is Dr. David Hill, fan favorite and spokesman for the American Academy of Pediatrics. Dr. Hill, let's talk about kids. How early is too early or just enough early to start teaching our kids about good oral health so they have a beautiful smile?
It is never too early. Even if your child has no teeth at all, you can still sort of rub her gums and, you know, let her know what it's going to feel like to get her teeth brushed. And then when the teeth start emerging, it is never too early to start cleaning them. You start just with a little washcloth. You can get a little soft baby toothbrush as well. But go ahead and a couple of times a day or after meals, even more than twice a day, go ahead and wipe those little baby teeth off and keep them nice and clean. Also, the dentists have changed. We used to say, well, I get to the dentist by the time you're three. And then we say, well, I get to the dentist when you're one. The pediatric dentist will start looking at your baby's teeth as soon as there are teeth to see. Now, if you have an adult or general dentist, they may not be as enthusiastic about it, but in many communities, you can find pediatric specialty dentists. We have a bunch of great ones here where I live. And they are really good at putting children and parents at ease and getting in there and looking at what they need to see. So, yeah, if there are teeth, you can meet your pediatric dentist and get to work.
I remember those days, Dr. Hill. It was so fun brushing my little guy's teeth and showing them how to do it, and leaning over them and brushing those two little teeth in the front. So first of all, because I want to move forward and get into even, you know, preteen and how they can do it, but the little guys, when do you use toothpaste? You said just use soap and water, you know, just a little water,
right,
a little washcloth. Then you use a little toothbrush.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the American Dental Association got together. They looked at fluoride exposure. And when you're thinking about fluoride, we need to stop there and talk about that, because fluoride is amazing at preventing cavities. There is, however, what you call a Goldilocks effect. There's too little, just right, and too much. So the concern had been with small kids, what if they get too much fluoride? Because that's also bad for the teeth. And it turns out that the sweet spot on fluoride for young children, for babies up to about age three, is about the size of a grain of rice. Just a little smear of fluoride there on the toothbrush, just along the edge, just enough to sort of touch it, but to foam up a little bit. Some fluoride toothpaste for young babies is actually okay. And that's a change. If you've got like a newborn now and you've got a 5-year-old, when your 5-year-old was coming up, we wouldn't have said that. We'd have said, no fluoride toothpaste, get the non-fluoride toothpaste till they turn three. But we now know that little grain of rice size smear of toothpaste is fine. And then when they get to be three and they can spit the toothpaste out better, then you can go up to about a pea-sized amount of toothpaste.
Okay, so the little pea-sized, after you get there, you teach them how to brush. How long do you actually brush your children's teeth, and when do they take it over themselves?
You know, the idea is to really shoot for about 2 minutes, which is longer than you think it is until you set a timer. Some people kind of find like a 2-minute song to sing, and I have to ask you, Melanie, did you sing songs while you brush your kids' teeth? Because we talk about music, and I bet you did.
Well, you know, we were told to sing the happy birthday or one of those kinds of songs, and we tried it for a little while, and my kids were like, stop singing, Mom, don't do that. So, you know, I probably didn't do it for too long. But, yeah, I mean, it's a good idea because it keeps your time.
Right, right. And so if your children don't appreciate the sound of your singing, you can always pick something on your smartphone, you know, a song that lasts about 2 minutes and let somebody else do the singing for you. We have that now where we could do that. There are toothbrushes that will light up and sing for you. I've had a couple of them. I found them a little spooky, honestly, but yeah, the kids will enjoy them. So the toothbrush will actually do the work of counting down your 2 minutes of brushing for you. You do want to make sure you get those surfaces as your child learns to hold the brush. Young kids are grabbers, right? They want to grab whatever you got. So here's the trick. Three toothbrushes, one for the child's left hand, one for the child's right hand, and the one that you're going to brush your toddler's teeth with. That way their hands are already occupied with their own toothbrush, and you can do the work you need to do without feeling like you're wrestling an octopus for the toothbrush.
Yeah, I remember that wrestling an octopus thing. Okay, so we get our children to brush their teeth. We check it over. We look at them. We say, oh, buddy, you missed a little spot right there. Mommy's going to get that. You know, we help them out until they're old enough to go start seeing a dentist and get, you know, even the early stuff. Get them going in that. What about when they get just a little bit older? How do we, you know, keep, you have a lot of teenagers, Dr. Hill. How do you get them to make sure to brush their teeth and be like, this is really important, guys?
You know, I do remind them regularly. With teenagers, you can often use the self-image thing. Right? I mean, they really care about their presentation, how people see them. So, you know, you can let them know that if they go out of the house with nasty teeth or, you know, stinky breath, it's probably not going to improve their perception of the world. And, you know, I also remind people, like, look, these are your keeper teeth. Once you're done with the baby teeth, you got to keep these till you're old, like me. And you want to take care of them, right? It matters. So we do still remind our teenagers. I mean, sometimes we walk past, we can see that they brush their teeth. But, yeah, they're busy people, today's teens. They need a little reminder every now and then. Don't feel like you're a pest or a nag. You know, checking in and saying, hey, you did brush your teeth, right?
Yeah, that's what my son's got braces. And I say, Clayton, you got a little yellow around the braces. You know, that's not going to look nice to the girls at school, you know. And, and so appealing to their vanity as they get a little older is a great way to keep them to really brush their teeth and make sure that they do it well. Now, what about, like, you know, fluoride treatments that we get at the dentist and those sealants, Dr. Hill? What about those sealants? When do kids actually get those and are they really important?
You know, they are very helpful. We actually have a program here where I practice in North Carolina where for some kids we can start painting their teeth with fluoride varnish between the ages of 6 months and 3 years when we see them for their wellness exams. And we've been told that another one of the insurers is going to come on board. That varies from state to state and policy to policy whether your child's medical insurance will cover dental varnish or fluoride application. But almost everybody's dental insurance covers that, and most dentists will offer that at routine wellness exams. So, you know, call your child's dentist and say, hey, are we doing fluoride? Do I need to do anything special? Often you sort of need to be prepared not to go immediately out for an ice cream cone right after that. Sometimes there's a little bit of a waiting period. The stuff we use requires a 30-minute waiting period. So, you know, don't tell your child necessarily as soon as we leave the dentist we're going to go get lunch. You might need to build in a little bit of drive-around time there. But yeah, that stuff is super. Also, think about your own water. If you have a well, at least in our state, you can send the water to the state for free to be tested to see whether it's got the right amount of fluoride. If you're using what's called a reverse osmosis filter for your house, that takes out all the fluoride, whether you have city water, well water, or whatever. So you might talk to your doctor or your dentist about a fluoride supplement to use every day. Or you can buy fluoridated water. There are water products on the baby aisle that already have fluoride in them at exactly the right amount, and that's great too.
Wow, that's really great advice. You know, people don't think of those kind of air filters as depleting the air of certain things and things that you might actually need. So wrap it up in the last, you know, 45 seconds here on good oral hygiene for kids of all ages in this National Dental Health Month.
Wow, that's a heavy charge. But yeah, brush, help your child learn to brush and clean their teeth as soon as there are teeth. Work with them as they get older and gradually transition to job to them, but keep checking them until they're really good at getting all of the teeth, usually older than about age 5. Work with your child's dentist and know that pediatric dentists will see babies as soon as they have teeth to see. Talk to your doctor about fluoride and how to make sure that your child is getting the right amount of fluoride. And if you have questions, we have great information at healthychildren.org.
You did that absolutely beautifully, Dr. Hill. That was a perfect wrap-up for this National Dental Health Month. Parents, you know, listen to what Dr. Hill said, and if you missed any of the great information, listen again anytime on demand or on the go at RadioMD.com. The show is our experts are provided by the American Academy of Pediatrics. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening, and stay well.